Fisher Island Unplugged, five things you never knew until now. So you think you know Fisher Island, huh? Well, get ready to learn a whole lot more, because we're diving deep into the swankiest rock off Miami. One, an artificial island once part of Miami Beach. Oh yeah, baby, this wasn't always an island of the rich and famous. Back in the day, 1903 to 1905, to be precise, this place was just the awkward appendix of Miami Beach. A shipping channel was cut, and voila, Fisher Island was born. Not so glamorous, right? But every celebrity had an awkward teen phase. Fisher Island is no different. Two, the epitome of private, secure, and exclusive. You think Fort Knox is exclusive? Please, it's like a public library compared to Fisher Island. Forget bridges or roads. Here, if you're not on a ferry, a private yacht, or a teleportation device, you're not getting in. Celebrities and dignitaries love it. Oprah Winfrey once called it home, and Boris Becker probably served tennis balls into the ocean from his balcony. Three, the famous Vanderbilt Mansion. Ah, the Vanderbilt Mansion, the Kardashians of early 20th century architecture. William K. Vanderbilt II literally traded a yacht for this place. Can you imagine? Here, take my mega yacht and give me that dirt. Now, it's the crown jewel of the island, offering luxury accommodations that make the Ritz look like a Motel 6. Four, only golf carts. At this point, cars? Where we're going, we don't need cars, just golf carts. No doors, no windows, just a pure, unfiltered breeze and the sweet smell of affluence. It's like being in a Mario Kart game, but the only shells you'll find here are from the finest oysters. Five, wildlife, and more. Wildlife. You won't just see yachts and Ferraris here. The island's practically a zoo. Peacocks strolling like they own the place, bunnies hopping around, and iguanas doing whatever iguanas do. And hey, if you're lucky, you might even catch Flipper saying hi from the bay. The grand finale, meet your real estate Sherpas, the All in Miami group. You know how at the end of every great performance, they save the best for last? Well, prepare to be amazed, because here comes the ultimate encore, introducing the All in Miami group. Picture this, a United Nations of real estate. We've got Colombians and Cubans, Filipinos and Germans, the Japanese, French, Indians, Syrians, and good old Americans. What does that even mean? It means we've got more diversity than a Miami Beach club on a Saturday night. Religious beliefs? Oh, we're like a spiritual sampler platter, Christian, Hindu, Jewish. We've got it all and then some. We sell luxury homes and we sell them good. And get this, we're not just rubbing elbows with celebrities and athletes. We're not just your ticket to the homes you've seen in magazines and thought, wow, is that even real? Yes, it's real. And yes, we can get you in there. But wait, there's more. You're a young adult just breaking free from the nest? Welcome to adulting. We've got you covered. First time buyers? You betcha. We're the guiding light on your vision board, the wind beneath your pre-approved mortgage wings. Whether you're looking for a penthouse or a rental closet in Miami or anywhere in the world, yeah, we said it, we're your go-to tribe. We feel beyond blessed to be a part of your journey, no matter where you're at in life. We make real estate feel like a backstage pass to the world's coolest concert. And guess what? You're on the list. So if you're thinking of getting into the real estate game, whether it's here in the Magic City or globally, remember the All in Miami group, where you're not just a client, you're family.